arrested after a pursuit in Coshocton County. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office assisted in a pursuit Wednesday, July 4th. Officials were notified that a vehicle was traveling toward the county line from Licking County. The vehicle, a white 2000 Mercury Sable, entered the county traveling east on County Road 16. The pursuit continued onto Township Road 483A, where it eventually went off the right side of the road and into a wooded area. The driver, William Wilson of Lancaster, Ohio, exited the vehicle, initiating a foot pursuit on State Route 16. After a short search, Deputy Child located the suspect in a cornfield. Wilson was taken into custody and transported back to Licking County. An unidentified female passenger was also arrested. The pursuit was initiated by the Newark Police Department for expired plates. Licking County Sheriff's Office and the Ohio State Highway Patrol were involved in the pursuit. Coshocton County deputies were only involved in the foot chase. The Coshocton County Emergency Squad, Ohio State Patrol Aviation Division, Newark Police and Licking County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. Idaho State Police are investigating a crash that killed a Port Washington man Tuesday morning. The Idaho Transportation Department says all lanes of Interstate 84 east of Twin Falls reopened following Tuesday's collision that sent a massive plume of smoke into the air and blocked traffic for hours. Authorities say 57-year-old David Wetmore of Eragon, Oregon, was traveling westbound on Interstate 84 in a commercial vehicle when it crossed over the center line in a construction zone and struck a 2015 Peterbilt commercial vehicle. The driver of the Peterbilt commercial vehicle was 39-year-old Corey McCaslin of Port Washington, Ohio. McCaslin was traveling eastbound on Interstate 84. McCaslin succumbed to his injuries at the scene of the crash. Wetmore was transported by air ambulance to a local hospital. He was in stable condition Tuesday and is expected to survive. The Ohio Department of Transportation will be working on a preventative maintenance project throughout parts of Carroll County beginning today. ODOT Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell stated that State Route 9 will be maintained with flaggers at all times.
This work is going to begin from High Street in Carrollton, and this is going to cover about 6.5 to 7 miles of State Route 9 and end at Arbor Road.
Burrell added that once State Route 9 is completed, crews will then begin work on State Route 171 from the Stark and Carroll County line in Waynesburg to State Route 9. ODOT explained in a release that this work is part of an aggressive preservation strategy to seal the pavement to provide longevity to the pavement and lowers long-term costs. This project is set to be completed by September 30th. And meanwhile, in your state news, authorities say an Ohio man suspected of shooting at his ex-girlfriend later exchanged gunfire with police and was wounded. A Marion police officer and a Marion County Sheriff's deputy were involved in that street confrontation Tuesday evening in Marion, but weren't hurt. Police say the suspect, a 33-year-old Bucyrus man, was shot at least once and was taken to the hospital. The Marion Star reports that the ex-girlfriend's injuries weren't considered life-threatening. And turning over to your sports news, Trevor Bauer struck out 8 as the Indians beat Kansas City 3-2 last night. Michael Brantley had an RBI double, which gave Cleveland an early lead. The Reds topped the White Sox 7-4, and the Pirates fell to the Dodgers 6-4. Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh are all off today. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have signed top pick Colin Sexton to his rookie contract. Sexton, who was the 8th overall pick in last month's draft out of Alabama, inked a 4-year contract worth $20.2 million. Sexton will wear number 2, Kyrie Irving's jersey number, with Cleveland. You can always stay up to date with the latest sports news by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning is brought to you by Century National Bank in New Philadelphia, reliable, responsive lenders. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National Bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC. FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remaining very warm and humid today. There could be some scattered showers and storms the first part of the day early, and then showers and storms will become a lot more numerous later this afternoon. High temperature in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and storms, cloudy, warm, and muggy, low of 68. Early day showers Friday kick on out with cloud cover giving way to sunshine. High temperatures Friday, cooler, near 80 degrees. Speaking of cool, we dip into the mid-50s by Saturday morning, and it will be very pleasant Saturday with low humidity and sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.